The Adventure of the Three Students. Sherlock Holmes and I were in Oxford for a few days. One evening, a teacher from the university came to see us. Mr. Hilton Soames was a very worried man.
"Mr. Holmes," he said, "I need your help."
"Please, can you go to the police?" said Holmes. "I'm working."
"I can't go to the police," said Soames. "It's a university problem, and I don't trust the police. They'll talk to the newspapers, and we don't want a scandal. There's an important exam tomorrow, and I wrote some of the questions. Students mustn't see the questions before an exam. Yesterday, the questions were on my desk. I went out for about an hour in the afternoon. I locked the door to my rooms, but I forgot to take the key. I left it in the door. I came back and looked at my desk. The questions were on three pages. Now, one page was on the floor, one page was on a small table near the window, and only one page was on the desk. Holmes looked up. He was interested. "The first page was on the floor," he said. "The second page was on the small table, and the third page was on the desk." "That's right, Mr. Holmes. How did you know?"
"It's not important. What did you do?"
"I looked at the room and I saw some clues. On the small table near the window, I saw some small pieces of wood from a pencil. Someone was writing with a pencil, I thought. It broke and he sharpened it. Then I looked at my desk. It's new, but now there's a long cut on it from something sharp. There was also something strange on the table. It was a small ball of clay with very small pieces of wood in it. I must find the man, or we cannot have the exam tomorrow."
"Did anybody come into your room in the morning?"
"One man, Daulat Ras, an Indian student, came to see me. His room is upstairs. He had a question about the exam," said Soames.
"Did he see your questions?" asked Holmes.
"The pages were on the desk, but he didn't come near them."
"But he saw that the questions were there."
"It's possible."
"Let's go and look at your rooms," said Holmes. Mr. Soames had rooms on the ground floor of an old building in the university. Holmes looked at the window from the garden. Then he tried to look into the room, but the window was too high to see very much.
"You can't get through the window," said Soames.
"There are three rooms above your rooms," said Holmes, looking up.
"Yes," said Soames. "Three students live in the building."
Holmes smiled. "Let's go in," he said. We followed Soames into his rooms. Holmes looked around. "There are some good clues here." A man came in and took the first page of questions to the small table near the window. He wanted to look out of the window for you. He looked at the first page and wrote down the first questions. That took 15 minutes, I think. The first page went on to the floor, and he took the second page to the window. He was writing fast, and he broke his pencil. It's a special pencil, big and dark blue, and there's writing on it. Look at the pieces of wood. He used a knife to sharpen the pencil. But then he saw you through the window and he ran. So we're looking for a student with a big blue pencil and a big knife. Now let's look at the desk. Is this the ball of clay?
Yes, said Soames.
And it has some very small pieces of wood in it. And here's the cut on the desk. It's very long. This is getting very interesting. There's a door there. Where does it go?
To my bedroom, said Soames.
Can I go in?
Of course.
Holmes opened the door and looked in. There's nobody here now, he said, but there's a big cupboard. A person could hide in here. Let's look inside. He opened the door slowly. There were some clothes, but there was nobody there. But look, said Holmes. There's more clay on the floor. You came back and the man ran in here to hide. Then you left to come and find me and he was able to leave.
He was in there for half an hour, said Soames. I didn't go into my bedroom, so I didn't find him.
There are three students in the building, said Holmes. Do they all go past your door?
Yes, they have to pass it.
And are they all taking the exam?
Yes, they are.
Who are they?
On the first floor is Gilchrist. He's not a rich man, but he works hard and he's good at sport. He's very good at the long jump. He'll do well in life. On the second floor is Dorlett Rass. He's a quiet man and he works hard too, but he doesn't always do well in exams. On the third floor is McLaren. He's very intelligent, but he doesn't work. He's worried about the exam because he hasn't worked.
You think that McLaren came into your room? Asked Holmes.
I don't want to say it, but it's possible, said Soames.
Let's go outside for a minute, said Holmes. We went into the garden. It was nearly dark, but there were lights in the three windows above Soames's rooms. They're all at home, said Holmes. I'd like to visit them, but please don't tell them my name. Tell them that I'm a visitor, not a detective.
Of course, I'll come with you. They won't be surprised, because we get a lot of visitors here. This is one of the oldest buildings in Oxford, and it's very interesting.
We started at Gilchrist's door on the first floor. Gilchrist, a tall young man, opened it.
I have some visitors, Gilchrist, said Soames. They'd like to see your room. It has some very old and interesting things in it.
Holmes and I went in. Holmes looked at some of the old stones in the walls of the room. He took a pencil and paper from his pocket to draw them, but his pencil broke.
"Excuse me," he said to Gilchrist. "Have you got a knife to sharpen my pencil?"
Gilchrist gave him a knife, but the pencil broke again and again.
"Have you got another pencil?" asked Holmes. "I'd like to finish my drawing."
We went up to Dorlett Rass's room. He was a short Indian man. Holmes did the same thing with the drawing and the pencil. Then we went to the third door. It did not open.
"Go away," shouted McLaren. "I'm working. I've got an exam tomorrow."
"It's not important," said Holmes to Soames. "But can you tell me one thing? Is McLaren a tall man?"
"No," said Soames. "He's taller than Dorlett Rass, but not as tall as Gilchrist."
"Thank you," said Holmes. "I must go now, Mr. Soames, but we've solved your problem, I think, and I'll come back tomorrow. Don't worry, the exam will be all right."
Holmes and I walked out into the street. It was dark now.
"What do you think, Watson?" asked Holmes. "Who did it?"
"The man at the top, McLaren. He shouted at us. And he'll have problems in the exam, we know. But maybe Dorlett Rass did it. He looked frightened and worried."
"He's in a foreign country, Watson. And two strange men came into his room. Of course he was frightened."
Holmes said nothing more about the case that evening, but the next morning he came into my room before breakfast.
"Let's go, Watson," he said.
"Have you solved it?" I asked him.
"Yes. I got up at 6 o'clock and I went out.
Look at this clay." He had three balls of clay in his hand.
"Yesterday there were two balls of clay," I said. "There was one on the desk and one on the cupboard floor. Where did you find the third?"
"We must go, Watson. Soames is waiting for us."
Soames was in his room. He was a very worried man.
"Do you have an answer, Mr. Holmes? Can we have the exam?"
"Yes," said Holmes, "but I'd like to talk to Gilchrist."
Soames went upstairs and came back with Gilchrist. Gilchrist smiled at us, but he was worried.
"Mr. Gilchrist," said Holmes, "I want you to listen to my story. Nobody knew that the exam questions were in Mr. Soames's room. Dorlett Rass came into the room, but he didn't go near the desk, and he didn't see the pages. But one man came into the room, and he knew that the questions were there.
How did he know that?"
"I stood outside Mr. Soames's window, and I could see his desk, but it wasn't easy. I'm a tall man, but you, Gilchrist, are taller than me. And you're taller than Dorlett Rass and McLaren. You were doing the long jump in the afternoon, and you walked back. You were carrying your jumping shoes. Mr. Soames came out of the building. You passed his window, and you saw the questions on his desk. You saw the key in the door, and you went into Mr. Soames's room.
you started to look at the questions. You put your jumping shoes on the desk. But then Mr. Soames came back, and you had to hide in the bedroom. You pulled your jumping shoes off his desk quickly and made a cut with the sharp metal on the bottom of one of them. So there was a little clay from the shoes on the desk and in the bedroom cupboard. This morning I went to the sports field in the university park. There's more clay on the ground there around the long jump. It's the same clay. Is this true, Mr. Gilchrist?
Yes, said Gilchrist. You must understand, Mr. Holmes, I didn't plan to see the questions, but I saw them on the desk and I had to look at them. My family has no money, so I really wanted to pass the exam and get a good job.
And what are you going to do now? Asked Holmes.
I'm going to leave the university and go to South Africa. I'll get a job there.
Holmes stood up and looked at Soames. We've solved your problem, he said. And Gilchrist, I hope that you'll be happy in South Africa. Watson, let's go. I think that it's time for breakfast.